happened to this guy, Jack?
What?
Made mistakes. And then he had a...
Now you want to get nuts? Come on! Let's get nuts.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You're listening to a podcast on the Black Fur Network.
Hey, welcome to After Horror Podcast with me, Paul.
Me, Mike.
Me, Jim.
And me, Dan.
This week, we go off on a tangent train. We release another episode of After Horror Animates and Batman, I guess. We talk about that a bit. You know, usual shit, innit?
It was very close to that microphone then, I think.
That was nice. It was very Radio 4.
It was late night talk.
So, boys. What have we been up to?
Do you remember that TV show? Was it called Night Caller? Where it was literally just a dude in a night shift in a radio
station. Yeah, it's not like that, yeah.
And people would just ring in.
Was it good?
I don't really remember. I don't know whether it may have been some sort of anthology show, maybe, where that was just like an intro and an outro.
Right.
It might have been the whole show. Pretty sure it was.
Nice.
Anyway.
So... apart from playing a bunch of shows, I've got something coming up, which by the time this episode of airs, that would have been long past. But I am going abroad for the first time ever.
Funny, using that passport.
Never been abroad before.
He's never had a passport before.
Never had a passport, have I?
Oh, right. Well, I mean, I'm saying that I haven't been abroad in 25 years, and I've only been to France and Deutschland.
No, not Deutschland.
What's the one with Amsterdam in it?
Netherlands.
Yes, that one.
Yeah, so I've got a gig. I'm being flown out. And wined and dined and performed comedy in Alicante to 300 people.
You're coming back with no kidney.
Okay.
Yeah, this is hostile.
Thanks, buddy.
This is hostile.
Awesome.
If you wake up in a bath.
Yeah, in a vice.
What I really need right now is your love and support.
Well, you've come to the wrong place.
Yeah, I'm aware.
You've never been on a plane either?
No.
I've never been on a plane either.
I went when I was 5 to Ireland. I don't remember it.
No.
But yeah, I'm low-key shitting it.
It's not like a mad long flight though, so it wouldn't be like... It's not like you go to Japan.
It's the takeoff and the landing. They're the two that will get you.
That's the thing.
Because the rest of the time, it's stable and you're up in the air. It's just like a big, long fucking tube.
But listen to what you've just said.
What's that?
It's a tube in the air.
Yeah, but that's what it seems like to you. You're just in the cabin. All you're aware is just everything that you can see.
I'd be really aware.
Really? Coming back from the States once, like the turbulence, I'd never felt anything like it. Like my glass was going to fall off the side and everything. I was getting proper shaken around.
No, I'm never leaving the country again.
You barely leave your house.
Not unless I can drive there. If I can drive there, I'll be fine. But I'm not getting a boat.
There's that road, isn't there? You can do a road over a certain couple of months because this lake freezes over and you can drive from like here. If you take the tunnel, you can then drive all the way across Russia and end up in America or some
shit.
Don't
know if I'd want to drive across Russia.
Not right now.
I don't remember what it is. It's like the world's longest route that you can feasibly drive.
Can you actually get to... I don't think you can drive to the States, though, from...
Hang on. I could be completely wrong.
I think there's this island just off of...
Yeah, wouldn't that be across the Bering Strait?
Something like that.
I watch Ice Fisherman. I know this.
No, I think there is one island where it's part of the American territory, but it's not.
Oh, so you could
American.
Enter America, but you'd never end up on the mainland.
Yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if you ask Putin, he thinks that about Alaska.
Putin just wants everything. He doesn't care what it is. Yeah. He just wants to own it all and run it and, I don't know, make little Putins. I don't know.
Anyway, what's everybody else been up to?
Yeah, just in case Putin's listening to this, we don't all agree with Dan. Some of us are like, you know...
Motherland.
Yeah, motherland, bro.
Fuck you guys, commie bastards.
It's called the Pan-American Highway. It spans the North and South American continents from Prudhoe Bay in Alaska to the southernmost city in the world, Ushuaia in Argentina. But then also...
So it's top to bottom, basically.
But also there's this map here of going across all of Europe.
Yeah.
So I don't know... And some of
you can't believe anything you see on the internet.
I mean, you do know every map you've ever looked at is wrong anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
The longest drivable distance in the world is from Kasan, Russia to Cape Town in South Africa.
You fucking prawns.
I just offended everyone today.
I love the accent. That was not meant to offend anybody.
I used to date a South African, so I think that's allowed. I'm allowed to do that.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, what if I'd dated a black girl once? Would that...
Can you start dropping the N-word?
Yeah, so I don't think that...
Yeah.
I don't think just because you've dated someone, you can then be racist.
Right, so... Things I've been up to. Went to Dumpton Gap. Don't know if you've ever heard of it.
What is that?
Bit too personal, mate.
Dumpton Gap. Yeah, did you get
Hells?
Dumped?
No. No, we are good.
What's the Dumpton Gap?
Right, so we were supposed to go Hastings or something, but it was going to be busy and we're worried about the weather. Oh, the tide, sorry. The tide was going to be in, so all the beaches down that part
right,
of the coast.
Right.
So me, Holly and him, we were looking at somewhere a little bit further around where the tide has already started going out.
Yeah.
Found this lovely little place called Dumpton Gap. It's mainly for dog walkers and things like that.
Are you sure it's dog walkers or
dogs? Yes, dog walkers. Like, it's only a tiny little beach, but it's dog friendly, yeah. Kid friendly, and oh God, I'm making this really bad for myself. Fuck. Family friendly. That's what I'm meant to say.
Right, okay. Boring.
But it was really nice. Just this tiny little like cove thing out of the way. You have to go down like quite a steep hill to get there, and then it's just there. Happy days.
I had a weird day out in Margate. We went and did all the weird things you can do in Margate. Do you know there's a crab museum? It's fucking amazing.
I'm pretty sure we stayed in a place that had most of the crabs of the museum.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen a crab. I don't know if I need to go to a museum.
Well, you know, it was surprisingly fascinating. And then we went to, there's Margate Caves, yes. Which this guy randomly, his gardener found because he fell down a hole. And then, like, literally like Batman, he said. and then I went to Shell Grotto, which is also in Margate.
Yeah.
Which is fucking crazy. And that no one knows why it's there or what the purpose of it was.
Victorians, isn't it? Mental.
I'm going to glue all these shells to the walls and the ceilings. I'm going to make some patterns.
I mean, they didn't have TV.
And opium.
Yeah.
Oh, they had plenty of that.
It's gone a bit...
Just been building my grotto.
Just
off to the beach.
Buckets of shells. That'd be illegal. Maybe that's why it's illegal now. No more grottos for you.
Maybe. What are you doing?
Oh, just got my new kitchen fitted. Went to my cousin's wedding. That's about it. Nothing exciting.
No major life events or things going on. Okay.
Nope.
Are you happy with your kitchen?
Oh, fucking love
it. Oh, it looks amazing. Yeah, you showed me pictures earlier. It looks really, really good.
Okay.
Dad cast.
We're in our 40s.
Just some so dads.
What else are we going to talk
talking
about?
Talking dad stuff.
About the wild parties we went to at the weekend. No, I did Saturday. I watched Vacation Friends 2.
I don't know what that is.
Terrible fucking film.
Why did you watch it then?
Well, I didn't know it was terrible before I watched it.
Oh, okay.
But I liked the first one.
I was going to say, yeah, did you watch Vacation Friends 1 and go, that was awful?
Yeah, but like 3 years ago, whenever it came out.
Right, okay. What is Vacation Friends?
It's got John Cena in it.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, the first one's good. The second one, no, don't bother.
Oh, okay.
But my point being, cheer, what's your kitchen look like?
It's shiny and grey.
Shiny and grey.
Just like you.
Yeah. Oh,
beautiful, that.
Yeah, it does look good. I really like it.
Nice.
I've been to the cinema.
No.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
Yeah. I've also been building 3 massive fucking bookcases.
All right, show off.
Yeah. Two metres by 1 metre, and then another one, a smaller one, which is 1 metre by 1 metre.
Gosh, I wonder what that looked like, but unfortunately, there's no way of finding out. If only there was a way to find out what they look like.
You can come see it. It's my workshop.
I'm trying to get you to plug your fucking Instagram.
Oh, yeah, 720 Woodworks.
Yeah.
They're not on there, but you can.
Oh.
I finished them, yeah.
720 Woodworks are not on there. But if you keep going to the page, one day, they will be.
What's your space? It might do something.
Actually, to be fair, by the time this episode's out...
Oh, yeah, probably will be.
Yeah, there you go. 720 Woodworks.
Yeah,
720 Woodworks.
That is a Parks and Rec reference.
I found out I suffered Alice in Wonderland syndrome growing up.
What in the fuck is that?
Yeah, we was talking about this the other day.
What?
Well, yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, messages or whatever. Oh, it's not really suffering. Like, I make it sound like it's a huge thing, but... I was listening to Mystery Hour the other day, and a woman phoned up and described something she experiences when she's going to sleep. I'm like, well, fuck me, that sounds like exactly what I used to have growing up as a kid. And then loads of people like messaged the show saying, yeah, me too. It's called Alice in Wonderland syndrome. I'm like, okay. So I looked it up. It's pretty much what I had. So
what does it do? How does it work?
So it's weird. As I was drifting off, I would have like, or just experience like different parts of my body being different sizes. So, for example, like, shut up.
I mean, this explains a lot.
I get that in the mornings. Yeah.
I don't want to use the word body dysmorphia because it's not that. But it's like, for example, my head would feel way too big, like, for the body at the time, or a hand, or like, it would feel super long, not it. For fuck's sake.
Even super long, it feels kind of small.
I thought I was on a podcast with 40-year-olds. Nope, apparently I'm with children. And the youngest one hasn't laughed at any of my...
I'm not 40. How dare you? I'm 34 next week.
But yeah, it's crazy. Just like these things that you experience in your own world, and then suddenly you're like, maybe I wasn't the only one doing that, or it wasn't unique to me.
One of the big things for me is that when I was a kid, every time I went driving, I was driven somewhere, I would imagine that there was a dude, like a ninja, running and jumping between the pylons. And I was like, that's just a little thing my brain did. And then a meme came up of it about a month ago of people like imagining a guy running across.
I think everybody's done something similar to that.
What the fuck? And people in the comments were like, yeah, I did this all the time. I'm like, oh God, it's not just me. Yeah, that's like, I'm not alone in imagining.
It's going to get weird now because what the reason we was talking about it last night.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, you two, because I already asked Dan right now. No. When you think, but when you think in your head, do you hear your own voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you say that like, it's normal, right?
Yeah.
Only 30% of people have that.
Oh.
Yeah, but so that was my reaction.
But all the people that have internal monologue do podcasts.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, that's probably true.
Because we need to get it out.
But what are the other people experiencing?
I was trying to get it out of my sister and she couldn't explain it. She was just saying, she couldn't understand it from my point of view because she doesn't have an inner monologue and neither does her husband. And then two people I ask at work today, they don't either.
What the fuck? What are they doing?
Yeah, how are they thinking?
Like a sim.
Like how, when you, like, someone fucking cuts you up in a roundabout or someone says something to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you just walk off, like, because you're not confrontational. Well, and then you're in your head thinking,
I should have said that.
You
I
have
could
this
have said
awesome
that.
Argument.
Yeah, exactly.
Do they do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's fucked up. And the more I thought about it, the more it did my head in.
Yeah, I spent a little while thinking about it and had to step away.
Yeah, like how do thoughts occur? They're just there? What the fuck?
That's the whole point. I was thinking about it and had to step away because I was having an internal conversation with myself, trying to rationalise having an internal conversation
with
myself.
How could you write dialogue for a film?
I mean, I don't know if I could, but I could.
But it would just be shit, but you could do it.
Yeah, exactly. John said, hi. Yeah, yeah. Dan said, hi, mate. Do you know John said, you all right?
Do you know what? Speaking of not great scripts.
Oh.
Great film. Not a great script.
Oh, I got some info about the script, actually. Let's, we can talk about that. We watched a film.
What did you watch?
So we watched a film. The film we watched was the absolute fucking classic Batman... named Batman 89 to popular opinion. Directed by the one and only Tim Burton.
No retconning of titles. Star Wars is not called A New Hope, and this is not called Batman 89.
Okay, bro.
Fucking retconning, what are they called?
Titles.
Okay.
Bullshit.
Right. The budget...
So mad.
The budget was $48 million, and the box office was $411.6 million.
Yeah, second highest grossing movie of the year.
And nearly a quarter of that went to Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fucking incredible. Because I've got lots of weird little tidbit facts about this film. Jack Nicholson went for under his usual money. He charges like $50 million a film, and he went, I'll take $40 million. But I want a cut of the box office and the merchandising. And it's rumoured that he made about $90 million just off the back of
Clever of
Batman.
Yeah, all these actors owe Harrison Ford a lot of money.
What a fucking movie. A movie that shouldn't exist. A movie that nearly got canned a fucking dozen times. A movie that was fought for. A movie that nearly was Batman in space. That had a script that was rewritten 9 times, then scrapped, and was only saved by Beetlejuice being as popular as it was, with an actor that 50,000 people wrote in to complain about playing Batman. Like, what the fuck? A movie that just shouldn't exist. But it did, and it's fucking awesome.
I actually got vivid memories of the first time I watched this film.
Yeah?
It's the first film I actually got into the cinema underage for.
Oh, really?
Because this was the first film to be released as a 12 certificate. because they wanted kids to see it, but they realised it was like not a PG, but it wasn't quite a 15.
Yeah, that's when they first released blood it. Or anything, but
yeah.
I mean, it is pretty dark though.
That was the intention, wasn't it? So,
but I mean, when you stand up to Nolan's Batman, it's not dark, but like
for the time
1989, and the fact that it's also quite light, it's like.
Well, if you remember, like, there was no other sort of superhero films apart from Superman.
Yeah, this was the big one, wasn't it?
Yeah. So all they had to compare other superhero films was Superman, this super nice guy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they brought out Batman, which is the reputation it had from the 60s, comedy, zap, pow, wham.
Oh, the 70s Batman was even fucking worse. It was bad.
Yeah, and it was living off that reputation. So they went dark, and I'm glad they did.
Well, the thing is, it wasn't until... The reason Tim Burton got involved was the release of two... if you're a Batman comics fan, these are two of the fucking Batman stories. The Killing Joke and The Dark Knight Returns, which both fucking phenomenal pieces of art, are just in their own right. And Tim Burton, I don't know if you know, he's a bit of a spooky fella. And he was like...
Tim Burton?
I know. I know. Pee-wee Herman's Tim Burton. yeah, so he was became obsessed with it, and then he heard that there was this thing going on at Warner, and then he went, this script is awful. He got his then-girlfriend to write a treatment for it with someone else, Steve Englehart, I think that was his name. And then they got a comics writer, I can't remember his name, to actually write the full script. And then we got the Batman movie that we got.
We did.
Yeah.
Which is, yes, great film. It's very funny.
Yeah.
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 Like, Batman doesn't move.
No. And when he does, it's in fucking slow motion.
Yeah. I mean, this is a film of Batman flapping his arms around and walking.
So, right, let's talk about that intro, right?
I want to go back one step. Danny Elfman is an amazing composer.
Okay, so let's fucking talk about Danny fucking Elfman. Oingo Boingo's Danny Elfman at that point. Because Danny Elfman had literally just been in this weird band, and then Burton was like his mate and went, do you want to do a bit of stuff for Pee-wee Herman? And he went, sure. So then he did.
That sounds like Tim Burton. You're my mate, Johnny Depp.
Yeah,
being everything.
Exactly.
So he did some stuff for Pee-wee Herman, and he did some stuff for another Tim Burton film. He did the fucking all the stuff for Beetlejuice. Yeah. But then this was
that film.
This was a big fucking... I don't believe... Why haven't we fucking done Beetlejuice? What a great movie.
Because it's not...
No one shows it.
Is it horror or comedy?
Yes. We're Jurassic Park.
We're doing Batman right now. Oh, we should probably mention this is our first wild card.
It is a wild card.
I mean, I assume we mentioned that at the end of the last episode. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, he wasn't supposed to be making themes for movies. And then he made the Batman. And then there was this fight for the soundtrack because Warner wanted to get Prince in and Michael Jackson, but Michael Jackson was too busy touring. So then Prince wrote a 9-track album being like, yeah, this is all the music for Batman. There you go. And then they went, cool, we will use 3 of those. Thank you. And then he went, oh, are you going to use Bat Dance though, aren't you? Because I've done this music video where I'm dressed as the Joker and Batman at the same time. And they went, no, we're not going to use that. And you're like, okay, cool. And then Danny Elfman came in and did all the orchestral stuff. And Danny Elfman hated it. Because he loved what he wrote, but the sound treatment and the way it was the way it was recorded and the way it's put in the mix in the film, he fucking hates it. He thinks it's done it a massive disservice.
No, I disagree. No.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's fucking incredible.
I love the score to this film.
Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant.
If you take the Prince stuff out of it,
that would be the soundtrack.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, the score is good.
The score is fucking amazing.
Yeah. The soundtrack.
But brings back so many memories too.
Yeah. That intro, controversial opinion. The very beginning, great. But the point of Batman appearing and doing a big gay...
Hi, boys.
I mean, he does that frequently.
He does. Yeah. But I feel like this first time when you see him, you're like, oh, this looks really stupid. I was watching it last night and I hadn't seen it for a couple of years. This is one of the reasons why I put it in the picking list. And I was like, oh, is it going to be shit? Like, did I forget? And that intro, I was nearly ready to be like, oh, man, it's not aged. And then as soon as the intro's out the way and you get all the gangstery stuff and then the rest of the film's fucking gold. And I was like, thank God. Okay, cool.
I didn't have that. I was still able to watch it through.
Same, actually, yeah.
A nine-year-old size.
I'm Batman.
But, I mean, the silliness was very much more apparent to me.
Oh, time. Dude.
Oh, like, definitely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, again, just the fact that he couldn't move his head in the costume.
I love the way he looks up.
Yeah, but he has to move his entire body yeah. just to look
there's
around.
A bit in, spoilers coming up if you haven't seen it, there's a bit in the new Flash movie. There's a bit where, obviously, because Keaton comes back,
right. Yeah.
There's a bit where one of the other Flashes is in the Batsuit and he actually does turn his head and the mask just stays forward. <Yeah. laughs> It's like, oh, that was, oh, bravo. Yeah, one of those bits.
Good.
Yeah,
nice.
But before we get off it, the one thing I did like about this intro
yeah.
was the fake out. Like origin?
Weirdly, that got me this time. I haven't seen it in years.
Yeah.
And like, at first I thought, oh yeah, no, I remember now. Yeah, yeah, the pearls fall to the floor.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It didn't happen. And Batman appeared. I was like, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Tim Burton was adamant. He was like, we don't need a fucking origin story.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I liked about it as
they
well.
They do it though.
They do, yeah.
Well, they
bring
they
do cover a bit it. Later on in the film.
Yeah. Yeah, but they don't make a meal of it. It's just like, is a flashback and dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. Origin stories get rot on my nerves.
Batman origin stories get on my tits.
Yeah, Spider-Man origin stories.
Yeah, it's like everybody knows. Yeah. You know?
We don't need it again.
They don't pick a lane either. Like, what is Batman's true origin? I know it's like Martha and...
Jonathan
Thomas. Gets shot.
Thomas?
Is it Thomas?
Thomas, sorry.
Martha Jonathan. And Thomas Wayne. Put some fucking respect on their name.
Yeah, that's Superman's dad.
Yeah. Dr. Thomas Wayne?
Sorry.
But I mean, like... But he's a millionaire and he's got his own cars and shit. Like, why wasn't the car waiting for him outside the front?
I did think that.
Good point.
Why did they have to go down some dark alley?
Yeah.
Were they going to that hotel, maybe? Because there is
that's
a hotel
what I,
right
that's
there.
What I was wondering.
Yeah, because I was wondering that. I was thinking, these people are rich. I would have had a helicopter on the roof.
Yeah.
Why are you,
in
why
Gotham
are you walking,
City, yeah.
Why are you walking down this alley? Fucking crazy. Armed guard, helicopter, no problem. But there's a hotel.
Yeah,
just
and I was
there.
Wondering yeah. that, yeah.
It's worth pondering, listeners.
Have a think.
But yeah, if you read Batman Year One, which I think is a real good graphic novel, it really covers the origin like in a really good way. So watch that. I guess that's my recommendation early. Yeah.
Read it or watch it?
I think you can watch it. I think there is an animated movie that's pretty faithful to the source material.
It
so you could
be.
You could
I don't do reading. I either listen
but
or
don't
watch.
Don't do reading.
Don't do reading.
Don't do reading.
I either listen to it or
but
watch
can
it.
Can I just, if you get over that yourself, reading comics on Comixology changed the way I read comics because you can go panel by panel, and you can literally so you just click and it will take you to each panel of the comic, and then at the end it will zoom out to like so you can see the whole page, and it really. Affects the way you read the comic. It really helps with the pacing because the bubbles appear as people are speaking.
That's
so
that's fine, but one I'd struggle with the bubbles in the text because I'm sure dyslexic and can't read that shit anyway. Oh. But two, I'm just sitting there looking at the drawings and the art, going, I reckon I could do that.
Please
I reckon
do.
I could copy that.
Please. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I reckon I'm looking at the artwork, thinking I could do that.
You should.
The trouble is with Comixology is that goes against everything. When I was collecting comics, that goes against everything I was as a collector.
Me too.
Like
me too.
I could not.
And then I run out of space and money.
Yeah, well, I've got that issue with loads of collections.
Yeah, so I bit the bullet. I think I bought the boom run of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers because I heard it's really clever and self-referential. And it fucking is. I was like, it has no right going as hard as it does, but it does, and it's fucking brilliant. And like, generally, if you're into Power Rangers, read that. I'm just gonna be recommending comics all day.
I think Power Rangers just missed me. I was like, yeah. I was in my early 20s, I think, well, late teens, so like
fair.
17, 18 when that came around. No, maybe
it's because I'm a filthy weeb as well, so like it's technically Japanese, so I was like, wow, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, but it's super fucking cool to like anime now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're weird if you don't. Probably.
I've picked the uncoolest anime to start watching, One Piece, which is like 1,000 episodes. Yeah. And I was like, I'll start now at 33.
I can't be doing that anime.
Yeah, I've kind of grown up now.
It's not about growing up because I watched Akira at the cinema last year.
Oh, it was so
yeah, but that's a childhood classic rather than a.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like,
don't know, man.
I would still watch again a lot of the anime. That I watched in the 90s because
right.
a lot of it was fucking great. Like, it was so edgy and like properly edgy, not like now.
You'd like Chainsaw Man, dude.
Oh,
Chainsaw
maybe,
Man's
yeah.
real good. Yeah. There's only 13 episodes out.
I like One Punch Man.
What's the one
Punch Man's
yeah, that's
great.
What's the one on Netflix where he's got the demon in his hand?
Parasite,
that's good.
Yes, yeah, it's fucking.
But I mean, I say good. Like that, I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched like three episodes and okay. was like, yeah, I'm done with that.
That's my fix. I'll leave it for another 2 years.
There's a really good one on Netflix, but it's an anime for anime fans because it takes the piss out of a bunch of like anime tropes. It's
called, so you have to understand what's going on.
It's called Isekai Uncle from Another World, and it's an Isekai anime. We'll get back to the point in a minute. Sorry, listeners, but an Isekai is you're Dan, you're hanging out. One day you end up in a magical world, and the whole thing is like, oh my god, I'm in a magical world.
Oh my god, I literally dream and hope for that every day.
Or it's you're Dan, everything's cool. A portal opens, and Kisunaru, the mage, comes through, and then they have to live in your world. So it's all just about someone who shouldn't belong. Living in another world, and so this uncle goes in a coma in like 2007, and then he disappears, and it's like right up to date. So he wakes up again in 2022, and they make references to like really like up to date things. So he's like, oh, what's this YouTube thing? And he starts talking about that, and then he makes a video, but it gets demonetized, and it's like it's just really good, but it's very in jokey and referencey to like other anime and anime tropes in general.
So anyway, this is our way of easing you into the fact we're becoming an anime podcast. We're going to watch One Piece from start to finish.
Oh mate,
do each episode fortnightly.
After horror animates. Let's do it. I'm in. We could watch horror. Why have I not recommended any horror anime? There's got to be some.
Kira,
we
can
watch
fucking
horror. Vampire Hunter D.
That was a good one.
I need to fucking. I'm going to do some research. My next run in 2 years is going to be.
Sorry, listeners. Like, Mike's on one now. So
anyway, talking about vampires, what they turned into? Bats. Right, bat.
Nice.
I must admit, I like the way it instantly gives you the feel of the movie. Like when Knox and Eckhart are talking, after they like picking up the two criminals, it's like just got that real 90s. Noir New York,
very much
comic
so.
Setting,
yeah,
you know?
With the gruff voice and the cigar, yeah. That he's
doing like the trench coat with a hat,
yeah, steam and rain.
I watched that twice now because I watched it last night and then just I had it on in the background again just to whilst I was at work. And that I don't know if his voice is an overlay, like the large guy with the cigar, or if it's his own, because it's way too deep.
It does kind of feel like it, but I think you can put voice actors can put voices on, right?
I suppose, but
he's got a big. Gurgly throat, so
yeah, it's true. So why does Mike sound the way he does?
Well, gurgly.
No, girly.
Oh,
I wasn't aware that I sounded girly. Okay,
that's okay. It's 2023, motherfucker.
No, I was just comparing the
the Tom
sciences. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and also the reporter's very sort of I don't know Daily Planet, isn't he? He's very Jimmy Olsen.
Totally. Yeah.
He may as well. I mean, the only thing he's missing is the word press in a cardboard thing in his hat.
Gee willikers, what a scoop. Yeah. Just nails the tone. And they made like 100 like little changes to be like, this is the movie version of Batman. And it's good to see, or reassuring, that comic book nerds have been kicking off since day one.
So I watched the documentary before I came down. I didn't finish it, and I will when I get back, so I haven't got all the facts, but it actually goes way back before the movie. So there was this kid who was into comics, and obviously Batman was his favourite superhero.
Yeah.
Went to this university. I can't remember where it is, like Illinois or Indiana or something like this. And one of the things there is, if you can demonstrate a good reason or an academic reason, you can start a course on any subject.
Yeah, nice. That's right. Yeah.
As long as you can like demonstrate it. So he's like, well, I love Batman. I'm going to see if I can do anything. So he went up to the dean and said, right, I want to do comic books. And the dean's like, yeah, no, that ain't going to happen, mate.
Yeah.
It's just not.
Which is weird because they were from Illinois and he sounded like that.
yeah,
mate, ain't going to happen.
Yeah, ain't going to happen, dude. So the kid turned around and said, okay, so tell me the stories of Moses. And the story, I can't tell you off the top of my head because I don't know, but basically kid's born, gets outcast or sent down a river in a Wiccan wicker thing.
Not a Wiccan basket.
Not a Wiccan basket, a wicker basket, yeah. Comes across, or a family find him, they bring him up, and he becomes the hero of Egypt and
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Much. Let my people go.
Yeah, and then he turns around and says, so you do know the story of Superman? Tell me that. And he's like, well, yeah, kids, you know, on planet Krypton, it's exploding. His parents send him off in a ship to a family, and he grows up. Oh, yep, okay, so you can have your course. Lo and behold, the course starts. He then goes on and gets phone calls from Marvel and DC because of what he's done.
Right.
He then gets...
In a good way, or...?
Yeah, oh, cool. In a good way. Thank you for, you know... comics, we believe comics are a media.
As, they're the modern day myth.
Well, they're in the same level as film and television and all that. Yeah. And yeah, he's
for
trying.
For a while there, they were higher, I would have said.
I would have said yeah. so. It was easier accessible than the TV because people couldn't afford it and shit. So
that's one of Kevin Smith's like big things. He's like the comic book heroes are the new gods of the modern age. You know, we've stopped worshipping the trees. And now we all go and watch Marvel movies.
We love the tree still, but
I can say from experience that is no longer the case.
What, no one's watching Marvel movies?
Not really.
Anymore.
No.
No, they're back to the trees again and global warming.
Same.
Every time you go and see something, there's like 12 people there.
Yeah. Well, you know, you do your big event and then you do fuck all to... Oh, the multiverse, that's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, for 5 people.
Yeah.
It is interesting, but like it goes way out there, and then you just put people off because it goes. I know you can do what you want with it, but people don't really want to see that sometimes.
I like to see it set on Earth. I don't want to see this space shit no more.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
In Marvel films, not like generally.
Yeah, more Meg. Meg 2s.
Oh, it's brilliant.
I've still got to see
it. I haven't seen it yet.
It's fucking brilliant. It's on Plex.
I know. Oh. I just haven't got around to it yet.
Hey, I assume you put it there.
Yeah, I did. Shh. No, I didn't.
Oh, no, he didn't.
I can't remember the point, but that kid ended up basically getting contacted by DC and then going on to Universal to do some consulting to try and make the movie. Universal didn't have the guts or anything because actually Warner Brothers owned the TV rights and something else, merchandising. So this kid goes then, or Warner Brothers then pick it up, and then that's how the Batman concept starts. And lo and behold, we're back to the beginning of the podcast. Sorry.
Well.
I don't know my point anymore. What happened?
What can I add to that? Why did the chemicals make the Joker multicolored?
It's never really explained.
It bleaches his skin.
Yeah, that's the idea. It bleaches his skin and
the
it fucks
the plastic surgeon
with his
fixes
hair.
His face in the film.
Yeah,
so
but
I
why
don't...
does he do that to it?
Because he does give it, he's like, it's what I'm working with at the minute. So maybe he was really badly disfigured.
Was like a vet?
I fear it's something along the lines of, you know, with like burn victims and stuff, like that, the facial reconstructive surgery of a burn victim. I think I read that somewhere some time ago.
It wouldn't surprise me to do with the muscles as well. Like if they all get stretched, you'd be
yeah. And I mean, you're using Jack Nicholson anyway, so like, you know, he's going to die like that. Like,
yeah, he didn't want to do the role at first.
No, John Lithgow was going to fucking do it.
No, Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams wanted to do
it. No, they asked him to do it.
Did they?
He signed a contract and everything.
For real?
Yep. But then, they wanted Jack Nicholson.
Right.
They refused to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
They signed Robin Williams to do it.
Right.
And after they'd signed him, they asked Jack Nicholson again and said, oh, Robin Williams signed on to do it. Jack Nicholson decided then to do it. They bought Robin Williams out of his contract.
Right.
And Robin Williams basically vowed he would never work for Warner Brothers again until they apologised.
Because he didn't like being used as bait.
Yeah.
He got paid for doing nothing, though.
He got bought out. Yeah, exactly.
From what I watched...
I'd have been well
there was a
me too.
There was a period where John Lithgow was going to be the Joker, and he was up to doing the role, and then he talked Tim Burton out of it.
Who talked Tim Burton out of it?
John Lithgow, because he got cold feet about the role. All right. He's like, I can't do a good Joker. And Tim was like, no, I want you to be the Joker. And he was like, nah, I can't do it. And he talked him out of it. And then that drama kicked off and they went back to Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not saying that, didn't
I? Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I mean, the story I read was about Robin Williams and them using him to leverage Jack Nicholson into the role.
But it's all right, because then John Lithgow went on to have a storied career in Third Rock from the Sun and Smash Mouth inspired.
And Cliffhanger.
Shrek 2001, R.I.P.
Actually, he's brilliant in Cliffhanger. He's brilliant in fucking Third Rock from the Sun too.
I fucking love Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah,
it's probably
not
aged well at all.
No, it's all right. It's on,
is it?
Yeah, it's on...
Disney Plus?
I've only seen a couple of episodes, not in years, but...
I used to fucking love it. He had that guy.
4OD or one.
The guy who played Harry.
Yeah.
Harry and the Hendersons.
His name is Harry, isn't it?
The guy with the squinty guy.
You know, the demented one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm with you. Yeah.
So he really? Like did.
I got it just before you said that demented bit, by the way. The squinted bit was the bit I got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did like nothing, and then he was in a 2001 film called Clock Stoppers, which is shit.
Oh, I've seen that.
But
yeah.
I've watched that so many fucking times.
The one where they're trying to alter the past and they're like.
No.
Don't he like invent? I don't know.
No.
And they're students or something.
They've got a watch that makes them super fast.
Oh.
And it makes it look like two guys
and a girl in it?
I don't know.
Oh. They don't care. We're here to do Batman, not Clock Stoppers.
Yeah, let's do Batman.
Much like Vicky Vale, we are here to do Batman.
You know,
she just wanted to get a photograph.
You know, they wanted Michelle Pfeiffer to play that role, but she was dating Michael Keaton at the time, and he didn't want her to do it because he said it would be awkward. She was then cast in the second one. What's it called?
Batman Returns.
Returns. As Catwoman because they'd broken up.
Oh, so that's not more awkward because he's
apparently
Michael Keaton's in
Michael
that as well.
Keaton, yeah, I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's necessarily firing all cylinders, but he's good at what he does.
Well, he was a comedian, wasn't he? So he probably wasn't.
One thing, say, it creates a Joker. Was it just me, or did the cops look like Gestapo officers?
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting. Like, I don't know if I'm just maybe looking like a wanky student like Mike, but it's like, I was just looking into it, like, there's no good side. You know, is that the reason why they make the cops look like Nazis, basically?
I think that, yeah.
So, like, it doesn't matter. There isn't a really good side. Everyone's just as...
No, Commissioner Gordon and... what's Two-Faces?
Harvey Dent.
Harvey Dent. They're on the good side. They are trying to make Gotham better. And then you've got the corrupt cop and his buddies, like, trying to, you know, get money and do what corrupt cops do.
Yeah. I mean, you also have got to take one thing into consideration when you think of any of this.
Yeah.
Tim Burton.
Good point. Sorry, retract last statement.
I really don't like him as a director.
Who was like...
I'm not mad keen on him either, to be honest with you.
They were like, we need to film this somewhere grimy and horrible. And then went, London? And then they went to Pinewood and did most of it there. Because they were going to do it in somewhere in the outskirts of California. But it was at a time when paparazzi were a real, real problem. And they were like, we don't want to leak anything. And then they ended up leaking stuff themselves because they had so many fucking angry letters from basement dwelling nerds being like, Mr. Mum is not going to be a very good Batman. That they released a trailer. They didn't have any music. They just released a trailer. And people were going to cinemas to watch the Batman trailer. They'd sneak in, watch the Batman trailer, and then fuck off and not watch the film. Yeah. And that the only time that's been recorded as happening since is when the Phantom Menace trailers were coming out. People would run into movie theaters to watch the trailer and then scarper out.
Because there's a little story behind that, why the trailer was so legendary.
Batman. Go on.
So... There was. Did you say about the rumours? No, so there were negative rumours floating around about the film. Not only because of Michael Keaton playing Batman, but loads of other things like production weren't going well. Blah blah blah.
Tim Burton said it was hell on earth.
Yeah, but these rumours were leaking, so they had to cobble together a quick 90-second trailer, overnight, and then get it into the theatres the next day.
Right.
And it played in select theatres, and the first time it played, it got a standing ovation.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So it quickly became like a legendary trailer.
Wow.
And you used to be able to buy bootleg copies of the trailer at like comic conventions.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was that sought after.
Shit.
Yeah.
Someone stole footage from the film.
Why did you just look at me doing that?
I don't know. I was just looking at you.
I do not steal film footage or anything and distribute it. This
boom
is a
down,
horrible...
down, down, boom, down, 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 down. But you wouldn't download a Batman.
Yeah, it's very, very presumptuous of them.
Someone stole footage, like literally reels of footage that had been filmed, and it hasn't resurfaced, and they had to do a bunch of reshoots, like two-thirds of the way into the movie, because someone stole the footage, but then it caused such an uproar that footage has either been destroyed or it's in a basement somewhere.
I bet it was Jack Nicholson, crazy motherfucker.
Now, he was already pissed off by the amount of time it was taking to film, and his contract was the only contract where he was like... If Jack wants a break that day, he gets a break.
He was also contracted, didn't have to be on set till like 10 a.m. because they knew he liked to go out till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
Can we talk about the makeup of Jack Nicholson, specifically that scene where he's in Joker makeup, but he's got human makeup over the top of his Joker makeup. That's fucking insane.
The genius
awesome.
Part is where he wipes his forehead.
Exactly. Where he's like sweating.
How
yeah.
they did that is quite astounding.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Tell me, please.
Yeah, now, I've always just assumed there was something on the rag. Right?
Yeah, yeah. He wiped the white. Yeah.
Not what they did.
Did they hairspray over the top?
No. So what they did is they put on the Joker makeup, yep. just like film quality, the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Coated his face in like, oh, what was it? It was like a food safe epoxy.
Right.
And then, or some sort of grease or something.
Yeah.
What was it? Epoxy or grease? It was like an oil, something like that, which dried a sheen over it. What? Then they put the human face makeup on, and then they put polypropylene on the rag. So when he wiped his forehead, he really was wiping off the skin-coloured stuff and revealing the white underneath.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's quite the length.
That's fucking yeah. incredible.
Especially as now you do it with CGI.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah.
And it wouldn't look half
and
as good.
And a DH
I don't know
Jack
if you
Nicholson.
Would, actually.
I would.
You would.
Well, if I think,
well, it depends on the budget of the film.
Well, like, if you take Gamora and all that from Guardians, they're all green. That's not all CGI,
is
it?
Green.
Well, most of it is. I mean, just because they're painted green, the rest of it, I mean, the whole film's
CGI. The whole film's CGI, but their makeup is makeup.
Oh, yeah, the coloured stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking nowadays, like, they do it and probably still do it that way.
Yeah, I doubt it. They're lazy.
You're a lazy society. Yeah. Sort it out.
One thing I did like with his makeup before he was fully revealed was he's standing in the shadows talking to Grissom, and you could just see the glow.
Yes,
and I was like, "That is
where
really...
it was just the one eye showing."
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. They were cool as
the
hell.
The intro. Yeah, the intro of the Joker coming back to the mob boss is fucking phenomenal. It nearly captures just quite how menacing he is in The Killing Joke, like the comic of The Killing Joke. Which, if you don't know the story of The Killing Joke, the Joker basically kidnaps Commissioner Gordon, shoots Barbara, his daughter, in the spine, paralyzing her. I'd say permanently, but magic happened and then she was Batgirl again. Because comics. And he basically just tortured Commissioner Gordon to basically try and turn him, because he was like, I'm sick of playing with you, Bats. I'm going to take one of your closest friends and I'm going to show you that one bad day, and that's that he does this whole speech and he's like, one bad day is all you need and you will welcome madness. And he was trying to break Commissioner Gordon. And then the ending's really ambiguous. Batman catches Joker, obviously, and then Joker tells a joke.
Does he?
Yeah, and he's like, there's two lunatics.
I would never have guessed.
Two lunatics trying to escape from an asylum. Well, he doesn't really tell Batman like jokes per se. But the joke is there are two lunatics in an asylum and they escape by running across the roof. There's a big gap between two roofs. And one madman turns to the other and he says... and after he answers his text, he goes, don't worry about it. I'll turn on my flashlight. You can walk across the beam and then I'll throw you my flashlight and you can do the same for me. And the other guy turns to him and says, I'm not an idiot. I know you'll turn it off halfway through. Right, it's not a great joke, but it makes Batman laugh, and then they're both laughing together, and then the Joker's laughing stops, and Batman's still laughing, and then you hear the sound of sirens in the background. Now, there's a lot of theory behind that, in that, is that Batman breaking his one rule, which is killing people, like, it's because it's called The Killing Joke. Does he snap Joker's neck at the end? And it's like, it's an ambiguous ending, and Alan Moore... Notorious grumpy bastard Alan Moore has never gone on record to say, oh yeah, no, he kills him, because he thinks it's really funny that nerds keep talking about it and asking him. He's like, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
No, exactly. Because I don't know. I hadn't decided at that point. So
yeah, maybe he still hasn't.
Yeah.
And there is a darkness to that scene of Jack Nicholson coming in, you know, and then he steps into the half light and you see his face. He's called, it's Joker now, and I've never been happier.
I've never been.
And I'm much happier now.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and then he shoots him. It's glorious.
Jack Nicholson really is the MVP of this film.
Yeah. Because the whole reason that Tim Burton gave as to why he wanted Michael Keaton is he was like, I want an everyman.
Yeah.
And you're like, I do understand what you're saying, but also, Bruce Wayne is supposed to be a world-class martial artist. And
it is kind of lucky he got him in, actually, because some of the most crucial points of that film were his idea.
Mm.
So the I'm Batman, his idea.
Yeah.
The change in the register of the voice. Because he's like, apparently Michael Keaton is a bit of a logic freak.
Right.
And he was like, you know, everyone would know who he is. And now Tim Burton wouldn't change anything because obviously Batman's iconic. You can't really change anything. So he decided to lower his voice register.
Nice.
To play Batman. And everyone's done it since.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's pointed out in the comics as well.
Yeah.
Like ever since that.
Also, the dinner scene with Vicky Vale,
yeah.
where they're at opposite ends of the table, his idea.
Really?
So was the line, I don't think I've ever been in this room before.
I did like that line. Yeah.
His idea. Yeah, he was.
There's a really good scene. When he's in Bruce Wayne mode at the party where Vicky Vale and
Knox
are looking at the armor and they're talking about what a freak he is.
Yeah.
And very specifically, you can hear their footsteps, but you can't hear Bruce Wayne's footsteps. And it's like, well, yeah, this guy's like a master.
Well, he's a ninja.
Well, he is, isn't he? He's like a fucking
600 pound. Well, they didn't know he was there.
he's master of being a sneaky bugger. So he sneaks up on them and then he's like, oh, that's Japan.
That's a great line. The world's greatest detective, but he never does any detecting.
No, yeah. Mostly just holds people up by their throats going, where?
That's all he can do in this film.
I don't know. He stared at all those monitors anxiously for about 5 minutes.
You know what I want to know? Who the fuck built the Batcave? Come on, Cheer, you know.
I think it was partly him and Alfred.
Come on. There's giant RSJs and shit in there.
Yeah, I know.
I can't see Alfred lifting the
Hey, he could be a bit of
he looked like he was having trouble with that silver tray.
Are you saying that you don't think that Alfred is a certified forklift driver?
I'm not saying that.
That is one of Batman's many skills.
I'm not saying that. Batman can't do that.
After Batman can't drive a forklift.
Nah.
But actually,
although I did see him drive a car in a car chase at 15 miles an hour, so that's really good.
You said about the monitors. How big were those cameras? Like, if you wanted to date this film, it's just like the size of those video cameras.
The whole tech.
Oh, well, behind the mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on like some fucking huge rack.
Yeah.
Because they were so big. Like, nowadays, you've got these tiny little button things you can hide anywhere.
Oh, I know.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of being a bit predatory, did you not think the bit where, you know, with Vicky... For some reason, Alfred just takes Vicky Vale to the Batcave, gives up his identity to this woman he's just met, right?
No, he'd already done it. He'd already taken Vicky to the Batcave before then.
Had he?
No, he took... Yeah, but
she didn't know it was him.
Not as Bruce Wayne. He took her as Batman, but he didn't reveal himself. And this was Alfred basically going, yeah, come on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he told
Alfred, you bugger.
Alfred, you motherfucker, you best start getting your resume in order. You're gone. You're gone, pal.
Well, no, he'd already admitted to Alfred he likes her, so...
Oh, no.
I think Alfred was just being matchmaker.
Alfred just give up his secret identity, like, in a split second over some girl we might have liked.
But Batman, notoriously, like, in the comics and otherwise, does that every time there's a bit of skirt. Oh, he's like, by the way, I'm Bruce Wayne. It's like, stop doing that, dude.
Anyway, the point being, though, right? So, I forgot it.
Anyway, the other thing I was going to say, like, Alfred's an arsehole. He broke the bro code.
Yeah, big time.
The bro
code. I don't know. How's that breaking? He's trying to get him, like, with Vicky. So, not bros before hoes. It's actually hoes before bros in this case. So,
yeah, he's like, you give him up.
Yeah, no, he's... Alfred, actually, the high five, bro. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I really wish I could remember what my point was.
We've all been there.
Who built the Batcave?
Oh, yeah, no, it was after that.
Who did, though? No, seriously. Because, like, it's big enough to house a car, a fucking Batwing.
Who built the Batmobile?
Did he have
just some mechanic do it?
He claims that he is.
This is
what I like and why I prefer Iron Man over Batman all day long. You can tell Iron Man built everything how it was done.
Iron Man's fucking cool anyway.
Iron Man's fucking awesome. Iron Man will kick Batman's ass all day long. Okay. I'm getting it out there for all you nerds.
I'm sure that's happened somewhere.
I've tried to find it. I can't. It's all speculation.
Oh, it's prep time.
I know something about the Batmobile. So when they rocked up with the Batmobile prototype, right, they were all looking at it and they're like, it's really cool. Where's the doors? And they suddenly realised that when they designed the Batmobile, they forgot to put doors on. So they had to come up with that sliding cockpit. Then.
Even better.
It is better, yeah. It's sort of a happy accident.
I mean, they could have done it like a fighter plane or something like that and it would have still worked.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be as cool, don't get me wrong.
How'd those shields work on the Batmobile?
Would they levitate around the car magnetically?
Where'd they come from?
The place. The place that's holding them and storing them in the Batmobile.
Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it?
In all that fucking bonnet. Because I tell you what, all he's got is one big fucking turbo or turbine.
He couldn't outrun like three normal cars.
Yeah, we can go around a corner quick in Northern because he can spit
grapple hook.
Yeah, exactly.
That is, didn't do him no good though because there were traffic lights coming and he had to stop.
I mean, Batman. Pretty much all Batman's got is grapple hooks.
Yeah,
he doesn't do a lot else in this.
Should call him Grap Man.
You know, exactly.
You know the bit
Grapple Man.
The bit when they're in the museum and Batman shows up, right? And he grabs Vicky Vale and fires that thing to the two sides.
Yeah,
and it hoists him up really slightly.
Yeah. It's like that.
It hoists him up and then it waits there. Yeah. And then he slides
and then he's
down.
He's sliding out the outdoor for like 7 minutes and they're all just standing. They're looking at him. He's 6 feet off the ground.
Well, like when he, where does he get those wonderful toys?
Like when he accidentally fucking the Joker is made. He goes in the vat and he tries to escape from the police and he just stands there and he goes
the most pointless poof. Smoke bomb ever.
And then goes zip and then just you see him very slowly rise. No police officers dangling off in the smoke. No police officers are going. I'm gonna just shoot that.
What's the point of that smoke bomb? He did nothing.
Just for theatrics.
Yeah. I just remembered your point, and I agree with you because I wrote it down. Oh. Where we got the photo camera reel back.
Yes. Oh, I've remembered. So, yeah, he goes...
How did you do that?
He goes, one thing I want to do or something. And then his wing goes up, it fades to black, and she wakes up on a bed.
No, but it's the fact she goes, he took the reel, instantly grabbed... So he blatantly copped a fill.
And then you're like, whoa, did Batman row hypno? Like,
no, he just released a very small smoke bomb. That was very.
Even if that, or she just passed out. Like he had to have put his hand in her bra to get that. Like he copped a full fill.
He's an abuser.
Yeah,
he chloroformed her.
More like Batman.
Yeah,
he did. He drugged her.
I mean,
is this your thing now? Is that okay?
He had
right.
technically already banged her.
I mean, I don't think it's not rape if you've already. I'm
not saying that.
Anytime it's not consensual, it's rape.
Fair play. Fair play.
Yeah, I don't think that gives you like. You can now go back.
We've had sex, so I can fuck you anytime I want now. Ha ha.
Yeah, pretty sure that doesn't work that well.
Well, no, you got to let the king fuck you first. Like, prima nocta,
I mean,
baby.
Are you talking Elvis or Charles?
Neither.
Because I'm choosing Elvis every time. Fat Elvis and all. I don't give a fuck.
The sound effect on when he was doing the hand buzzer.
Yeah.
Was that Superman's laser eyes?
I don't know.
Now you say that, it does sound like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to go and find out. I don't know.
But couldn't you have looked it up before asking the question?
I thought of it last night, went to bed, forgot about it today.
Okay.
Right, that's the Joker's and then we need, as in Richard Donner Superman.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Superman. Proper Superman.
Yeah.
Although, I really liked Superman Returns.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah. I thought Brandon Routh was great.
Laser scene.
Laser.
It's off, definitely ripped off another show I used to watch. It might be just generic laser.
It could well be.
Stock sound.
Yeah.
Wilhelm scream.
Getty audio. I also like Superman too. And Superman 3.
Scared shit out of me.
And me.
Is that the one where he throws the S?
That's second 3. One.
That happen in the first one? And then they rock up in the second one? Or does that happen at the beginning of the second one?
No, that's the end of the second one where he throws the Super S. They imprison them at the start.
That's the one I'm thinking
of. The first one.
Yes.
Then they get pissed off in the Phantom Zone. Phantom Zone gets broken in the beginning, and that's why they're back in the second one.
There needs to be a trigger warning at the beginning of this.
That was some forethought, that.
Yeah.
There needs to be a trigger warning. Like, we need to warn people. Not only is this a movie podcast, but we're now going full superhero comic book nerd on them.
I mean,
I don't even know how long we're in. Like, we're over an hour. We haven't actually spoken about the film.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, we have loads.
We've given loads of pertinent information.
Yeah,
too.
Actually.
We haven't got past the intro. The Joker's only just fallen in the vat.
No, we're not really chrono in this one. We're just kind of talking about bits we like.
I'm just saying.
We're just talking about bits we like, bro. It's fine.
Yeah,
I can't remember orders anyway.
That's why we got a cheer.
I know it's meant to be there for a joke effect, but like when the chemicals start hitting, and it's they show the two really dishevelled newsreaders.
Yeah,
it's like, but yet everybody else still looks okay.
Those two have just decided to stop using all products.
Yeah, but like even a hairbrush. It's like you can still use a hairbrush.
Even after they know what it is.
I was going to say, did they know at that point what was causing it?
Vicky Vale is definitely preening herself still.
Yeah.
You ain't getting hair that silky without using the product.
Yeah, but she's not using Joker products.
Maybe she's rich. Maybe Bruce Wayne's buying her the best of the best.
Well, saying that, like she was in Cambodia or something shooting crocodiles recently, so.
Oh, that's true, yeah. But there's good skincare in Cambodia.
I mean, mud's a pretty good, like mud baths and
well,
stuff.
Well, I mean, if it is or it isn't, there's some places making a lot of money from it. Yeah. So what are we talking about?
I didn't think we wanted a chrono.
I'm just thinking.
We're talking about your favourite film, Batman 89.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Batman fucking 89.
I love that it had the ultimate 80s movie trope, was random ninja guy.
Oh, stereotype.
Yeah. No, but like the alley fight. No, obviously the car chase and the alley fight. And then like, out of nowhere, ninja guy.
It's not really a fight. It's an alley block.
Yeah. But again, it's more the trope of like the flashy ninja gives all the moves and the American guy gives like precious little kicks his ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you know completely it'd be the other way around.
Yeah.
Especially if they had two swords.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I mean, Bats has got two swords strapped to his arms, doesn't he?
True, yeah. He's
got the spiky bits.
Yeah, but as we covered, he can't see anything further than that.
It really is so impressive. Yeah.
He can't turn his head. You could literally go out of his field of vision and kick his ass.
Also, I absolutely love that we've got a voice-activated car. Like they thought that was going to be like the future.
Like, it's not voice. He's got...
Stop.
He's got this huge fucking remote control thing in his hand that he has to talk into.
It's hilarious considering half of my boss's cars, you've only got to be in within 10 feet and it just starts itself.
Oh, my God.
I've got to stop bouncing my legs.
You look lovely cars. The cars do that for
Speaking
you,
of which,
yeah,
is my favourite Batmobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Yep. Beats the Tumbler anyway.
It's the coolest looking Batmobile.
100% fucking percent.
You could never park that in England. There's no
way. You could never drive it in England. Yeah. All the fucking potholes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's very low.
You'd flip that motherfucker.
A speed bump and you just go and then just sit there and rock. Yeah. No, you wouldn't get that far. You just get up and just sit there rocking. Can you even hire the Batmobile?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, you can absolutely hire they're kit cars with the shell over the top.
Yeah, of course. But I didn't know if anyone over here had
much,
done.
much smaller.
And they too go 15 miles an hour.
If any 80s vehicle I could do that with, it would have to be, I think, Ecto-1.
Fair.
DeLorean, yeah.
The interesting thing the thing this film does completely goes against Batman was when he blows up Axis Chemicals.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dead henchmen. There's no way they made it out.
He's mad.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say that about Superman, he just destroys cities.
Yeah, true.
I mean, thousands and thousands of people have died in those fucking things.
I know it's a lot of people don't like it, but I fucking loved Batman v Superman. Specifically, that intro was fucking incredible.
Terrible film.
Where you're watching the fallout of... It's one of the best intros of Batman we've ever seen, man. Like him, like the whole of that first scene where we see Batman is shot like a fucking horror movie. And the way he's like up in the walls and shit. Like, I fucking love that.
Yeah, I don't dislike the film at all, but I think it's too long.
Yeah, we didn't need... fucking Doomsday.
Yeah.
Or any of that
there
shit.
There was a lot going on in that film.
Yeah. But I think...
But that's DC, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they were desperately trying to catch up with Marvel. Yeah. We've got lore too. Look at all this lore.
Yeah. Now they've gone the exact opposite way and done Blue Beetle.
Fucking Blue
it
Beetle.
It feels like a 90s film.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. It feels and looks like a 90s
film. That might not be a bad thing, though.
It's not bad. I mean, I was entertained, but it's... Oh, my God. It's a superhero film by the numbers.
Of course. Yeah. It would have been coloured by numbers and... I'll wait for it to come out and, of course, watch it. Yeah.
I haven't watched Guardians 3 yet.
That's good,
yeah.
Yeah.
That is good.
I'm probably going to watch it on Disney Plus at some point.
It's out, I think.
Yeah.
This
is palpable, though. This is interesting, because Batman came out at a time when people didn't feel this way about superhero films. You know, people were fucking like, oh, my God. And now we're on... It's really interesting that it really started then. And although it kind of died a death in like the late 90s because of Batman and Robin, it then kind of grew up again in the early 2000s.
Totally
and then
rusty
became
metal Batman.
And became the fucking powerhouse that it was. And now we're on the other end of that again, where like no one really cares.
Can you believe the same man that directed that film directed The Lost Boys?
Tim Burton?
No, Joel Schumacher.
Oh, yeah. No, that's crazy. But they wanted him for like all of them, didn't they? I thought they wanted Joel Schumacher for like all of them.
Did they? I don't know.
Something about toy deals and
probably
like a
not
bunch
after
of stuff.
Batman and Robin.
Nice to see you.
I actually think Tim Burton was the best choice.
Yeah,
because it's not really too Tim Burton.
Yeah,
it's very definitely Tim Burton. Yeah, but yeah. It's not Beetlejuice.
It's not Batman Returns.
But again, no. they needed someone to do it. It's interesting because he had just come off the back of bloody
Beetlejuice.
Was it Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
What was the one? Pee Wee Herman. Like, so he wasn't renowned for like his darkness. I know he had a couple of like shorts or whatever for Disney or something. Like he had done something before, but he wasn't a known name. So this really, apart from Beetlejuice, like put him on the map.
Well, it literally was Beetlejuice that got him the job.
Yeah, he hates this film, by the way.
Does he?
Yeah, he says it's boring.
Well, he's not wrong.
No. I mean, not a lot happens, but yeah, he rectified that with Returns, didn't he?
You could cut this movie down by about half an hour.
Yeah,
it's too long. Yeah, it's very long. It didn't feel that long, but there is a lot of quiet moments for a superhero movie. There's a lot of fucking downtime.
Yeah.
When they put it on last night, I looked at the top runtime. I'm like, I don't
2 hours and 7 minutes.
Yeah, I don't remember it being over 2 hours. I thought it was an hour and a half film.
Yeah.
I also wonder who got more screen time, Batman or Joker?
Joker.
Yeah, it does feel like Joker, it. Yeah. That's what I would have said.
If you're paying $50 million for someone. Yeah.
Jack Nicholson, on the flip side of Tim Burton, actually loved this film so much, apparently, he watched it weekly at his house for like years.
I can't imagine anybody watching the same film repeatedly for years.
Me either.
You'd have to be a real psycho.
You'd have to be some sort of knob end.
You'd have to be nuts. Do you know I watched Jaws? I had 3 days off last week, right? Because I just had 3 days in my workshop building my bookcases.
Right.
And on day 3, I thought, I'll put some films on. It's got TV in that now, right? So I put Jaws on in the morning and I thought, I'll watch that while I'm doing this and then I'll find something else. And when it finished, I couldn't be bothered to go find something else. So I just pressed play again. So I watched Jaws 4 times in a row.
You've got issues.
Good work.
I mean, it's on in the background. It's not like I'm actually watching it. It's like most of the screen viewing I do, it's on in the background.
Batman's supposed to be one of the greatest superheroes there is.
Nope.
He is a lousy shot.
Yeah.
He's a lousy superhero.
Yeah. He shot how many bullets and missiles at the Joker and missed every single one?
I don't think
he
was aiming at him, though.
But actually, he's trying not to kill him.
Yeah,
I think he was trying to
make him shit his pants in public so he could never return to Gotham City.
Once you've made someone shit themselves, that's it.
They can't come back.
No.
I saw a funny meme. If you ever want to get a day off work,
I saw that.
Just shit your pants.
Yeah, just shit your pants.
100%.
I know it's because the guy was using a circular saw. Yeah.
There you go.
So anyway, Batman.
Yeah.
I love the henchmen.
Yeah.
Like they start off the first, they're all like gangsters, suited and booted, like mafia types. As soon as Joker goes all crazy, they're all singing and dancing. They're all on musical theatre all over the place.
The new boss is a wacko. We need 6 weeks of choreo. And so, interesting point. There's a character who's like a best mate of Tim Burton, another one, who's called, a character was created specifically for the movie. He doesn't say anything. It's called Bob the Goon.
Yeah.
But he's specifically
is
called...
Is he the one with the tash?
Bob the Goon.
No, he's the Joker's number one.
Oh, the hair guy.
Yeah.
The tash or the hair guy.
What he shoots.
So... Bob the Goon is the reason we have Silent Bob.
Oh, really?
Because Kevin
Smith...
We've
got that to blame, haven't
we? Kevin Smith saw Bob the Goon and was like, that's funny, he doesn't talk, but he's like a named character. And that's where he got the idea of Silent Bob.
There you go.
Yeah.
I joke, I actually like Jane Silent Bob.
I fucking...
Not like Clerks 3, though.
You didn't like Clerks 3?
Fuck no.
Why?
Because it was boring as hell.
It made me cry.
Yeah.
It's pretty bleak, like...
It's boring.
Aww. Oh, I liked it.
Yeah.
And I have a 37 tattoo, so I guess. I guess I'm not.
Nearly there, though, aren't you?
Do you know what?
You better make that a fucking amazing year.
I'm going to watch a bunch of Kevin Smith movies, I think.
Yeah, he's smart enough to build the Batwing, a vehicle that can get taken down by a handgun.
Yeah, that does look... I said that exact same thing. Why is the Batmobile bulletproof, but the fucking airplane ain't?
Yeah.
That thing is cool as fuck, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
To be fair, I don't think Batman's expecting the Joker to pull out the gun he pulls out of his pants.
Yeah, but I mean, surely that would be a consideration, being shot at.
No, the Batman... Look, listen, the Batwing is prepared to take bullets from normal-sized guns.
I was going to say
right, so one with just a really long barrel.
Big gun, scary.
That was a 50 cal, man.
50 cal or not. You shouldn't be able to get through the Batmobile with it.
Also, I audibly said, for fuck's sake, when the Batwing went up.
Going to the moon, yeah.
I remember being 10 and fucking loving that.
I loved it again. Yeah. When it did it, I was like, yes.
Yeah. It's that's because it's so cheesy to make it. The whole film is like that.
Yeah.
It's so fucking cheesy that it's brilliant.
What's annoying is the special effects are particularly bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like when it's the gas is blowing out of the balloons.
Who made that giant balloon? Did he order that? He's on the phone going, hey, all right. No. Right, I want a really, really big balloon.
And well, half the henchmen are on the choreography course. The other ones are on the sewing course.
Yeah.
I'm also going to need a helicopter with my face on it. What's your face look like? Right. So, you know, a clown.
Yeah.
With a smile.
Men, by the way, you have to learn paper mache because we're making this float with bows on it.
I feel like the henchmen really got to let out their creativity.
I think they were really into it. Yeah.
They're quite repressed.
They were well into it.
And like, we're sick of these fucking, you know, toxic masculine roles where we've got to shut up, be all men, and then someone's going, you can
we're
dance
just
if you want.
Now we're ourselves.
Yeah.
We want to be ballerinas.
I just wanted to dance.
Yeah. I've always had a thing for musical theatre.
Now's your chance, kiddo.
Well, apparently these henchmen are magicians, because how the fuck did they get to the top of the cathedral?
Like, this cathedral, by the way, Batman, this thing must have been made of chalk. Because the Joker's up there just kicking the flagstones to pieces with his foot.
Yeah.
And yet, that thing was strong enough to hold up Batman and Vicky Vale, who definitely weighs more than 108 pounds. And that bat suit can't be light. Like, in that suit, Batman's got to weigh close to 2 tons, right? Yeah. It's a leather cape.
I mean, most of it's just around his neck, so he can't turn it.
It's got to be so hot in that. It's not breathable.
He said it was super claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
But he did say that wanky acty thing, didn't he? Where he said, oh, the claustrophobia helped me define the character. All right, Keaton. Fuck it.
Yeah, audible eye roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I was thinking, though, when he was hanging off the edge there. I'm like, you have the batarangs. Like, just let go and swing to somewhere else. That's what you're going to do.
He has a cape that, when it expands, practically is a hand glider.
Yeah, yeah.
He's basically Spider-Man with less powers.
Yeah.
He just swings about the city on ropes. That's all he does.
Yeah, but it's the fact that, you know, he's got this massive tall tower. He's like, it clearly walked in there on his own. It's like, and then suddenly all these henchmen appear just on the top of the cathedral. He's like... That doesn't make sense.
Bear in mind, at one point, he'd knocked something down and smashed the stairs. The bell, yeah, yeah.
It's, out of all the superheroes, I think Batman is the hardest to make not silly, right? Because of the costume. Like, he's just a dude walking around with a cape on.
Yeah.
Like, at least the rest have got superpowers. They need costumes to remain clothed, etc. Superman's an alien. Batman's just a dude.
This is why I compare him to Iron Man.
That's an affectation. Batman's suit is practical.
Yep.
Batman's suit is not practical. He would be better off in a ninja outfit.
Yeah.
He'd be better off going back to the 1960s costume, at least.
He'd be better off being
he can move
ninja.
In it.
Or he could just be wearing like a detective's, you know, like the old school detectives and like the Mac and everything. And the Mac could double as a cape.
He does in Batman Noir.
Batman Noir.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
And Gotham by Gaslight, which is a really cool.
Also remember that.
Yeah.
That was my comics era, that.
Yeah, yeah. A bunch of what ifs.
Yeah. I remember the what ifs I remember from back in the day because. I didn't read comics, but Cheer did.
Yeah.
So Cheer would just give us detailed plot descriptions.
I do like...
Actually, I didn't. My brother did. And I
well,
read
then
his
you
comics.
Gave them to us. Yeah.
What was your favourite what if?
Oh, I didn't read many of those.
When they're one with Batman became a vampire.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
That was a good one, yeah. But that's Elseworlds, because DC...
Elseworlds, that's
DC was Elseworlds, Marvel's what if.
The only reason I went in the comic shop ever was to look at that... Colonial Marines helmet there on the ceiling. Yeah,
he's got a big coat on in Gotham by Gaslight.
I have that.
Yeah,
it's good.
I did like the whole "Who made who?" speech.
Yeah,
you know, it's like Joker's blaming him, and he's like, well, no, you made me first.
Yeah,
and
I like the way he's looking that way, like he can see the screen too.
Yeah.
Like he's on a podium on some steps.
Yeah.
And he's going.
And the fact that he just chucks him down, the, you know, the whole, I won't kill no one, and he just throws him down the middle of a stairwell.
Yeah. He wanted to fuck him up.
Oh, no, that's the henchman, sorry, yeah.
I mean, then he gets all revengey, doesn't he? But then he makes a joke out of the fucking revenge, like a weirdo.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like catharticism. I saw The Equalizer 3 yesterday before I watched Batman.
Okay.
And that's super cathartic.
I like those films.
So do I. Yeah. Those films are so fucking good. Like, I rewatched the first two this week before seeing the third one.
Yep.
Man, there ain't a bad film in that trilogy. They're all fucking brilliant.
Yes, we've got to get to see the third one.
Go see it. It's fucking brilliant. What else did I see yesterday? Oh, yeah, Blue Beetle. No, yes, that was Sunday.
Good.
Also saw, while we're on it, I saw Past Lives.
Okay. I heard your opinion on that.
Literally the most boring film I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
It's so fucking bad.
Jeez.
Yeah, Cobweb's brilliant though.
Good. I want to see The Boogeyman.
Oh, I saw that last year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have they got any other moments from the film we want to talk about?
I knew that was going to happen.
Did it need the dance scene in the middle?
Yes.
I mean, you've got to laugh at the irony. They wanted to make this more serious than the original TV series, and pretty much, apart from having Zap, Pow and Wham appear on the screen, kind of lived up to the TV series.
Yeah, I mean, it got
quite camp.
It was actually quite similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I really wish that they'd had a mustache under the Joker makeup.
I think like Cesaro and Romero.
Yeah, I think that would have just made it.
Yes.
A little nod there.
Still think Heath Ledger's the best Joker.
I don't know. I was sitting there watching it last night, guy. Yeah, you know, the thought didn't pop in my head.
Yeah, I had the same thought.
Like, you look fucking mental. It's Jared Leto. Come on.
Fuck off.
Did you have anything else to say about this movie?
Oh, probably, but I'll remember it later.
you have an internal dialogue with yourself.
Yeah. Hey, nice. Speaking of which, I would like to see a Batman film where, in almost any one of the comics, he has this internal dialogue, like running most
of
the time.
One of the 30%.
He's one of the 30%. And I'd like to see that. Like you know, like how they do it in like a film noir.
Yeah, like a narration almost.
Yeah. But it's him. Yeah. I'd love to see that.
What do you really think people without an inner dialogue thinks what's happening there?
I think they think the thought. So short.
No, I mean, what do they think when they see that in a film?
They think he's just describing what's going on.
That's just a voiceover.
That's God, that is.
Weird, man.
Cool. So, get it watched.
Yeah. I mean, you should have watched it already, but if you haven't, get it watched.
I mean, don't watch it again. If it's been a while,
then watch Batman Forever, because also really good.
Yeah. Batman Returns and Batman Forever.
Yeah. And Batman Robin. Fuck it. It's good for
watch the quadrilogy.
Yeah, just watch it all.
Yeah.
You've got Arnold Schwarzenegger being weird as fuck in those films, too.
The Ice Age.
He must have paid so much for that.
Although, it's only when I went to watch this last night, I realised I don't actually own them.
I do. I got the Blu-ray box set.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I'm surprised I thought I did.
I got it well cheap, too. I think it was like a fiver or something.
Yeah, it's only about 10 quid.
So those are our opinions.
We had opinions.
But grab your big shiny batarang and get ready to throw it through the thickets of the Amazon jungle.
Make sure you don't weigh too much, though.
Yeah.
I wonder if this might be quite difficult
to
find. Very
sweaty. Oh, no, I found some stuff.
Oh, really?
I'm Batman.
So Dave Guy says, unboring. Now, I didn't give this to Paul because he's done his best to write in English. We have been watching Batman in English for our essay we need to do. And personally, I think it's really pants. Other people may like it, but it's too dark. The plot is ridiculous and basically all of it is rubbish. All in all, it's just not my cup of tea.
I mean, if that's an English essay because he's foreign, that's better than most of the English natives' reviews.
You know, the funny thing with this film is I think if I saw it now, I don't think I'd like it that much.
It's
only because I have a lot of fondness for, like, fond memories of watching it. And,
yeah,
like,
it's
I grew
nostalgia.
Up with it. Yeah.
Massively. Yeah.
Romain, I don't know why all these reviews are in French, but he says, Pas de français 5.1, Seulement 2.0. Acheter du Dolby Digital Français 5.1.
Yeah, he's talking about the sound.
Car indiqué dans la description, finalement, seulement du français 2.0 dépensible. Je ne l'aurai pas acheté la cette erreur de vendeur.
I think if he checks his settings, he'll find that he could probably select the 5.1 option.
J'ai l'impression de m'être fait avoir or un auto-record qui en retour.
Either that or he's only got a 2.1 stereo system.
I mean, honestly, you put that really succinctly, and to be honest with you, I think I agree with him on most of his points. He was quite,
Let's have a look at some 2-star reviews, because those were the only 1-star reviews on Amazon.
I found a weird one. Dear Tim Burton, I literally just posted how much I like Gothic Noir. You come into my house on the day of my daughter is to be married, and you ask me to change my mind. Rude.
Someone thinks they're being funny.
Yeah, little Godfather reference in there.
What were they thinking, says J&K. They've got a couple's...
Oh, there is nothing worse. Oh, couple's Facebook pages. Fuck, right.
Just say he just cheats.
There is no trust in this relationship.
Having recently seen The Dark Knight Rises, this was on TV the other night, and I thought I'd watch it again the first time in years. When I first saw it, I liked it. Now I can only say, what was I thinking?
Yeah, I mean, don't watch The Dark Knight Rises and then watch this straight after.
Compared to Nolan, it's static, stagey and unconvincing. Embarrassing. What little action there is dull. Keaton is completely miscast as Batman and Nicholson just plays himself, getting up to his usual antics in a green wig. The only thing going for it is Tim Burton's dark gothic look. If you haven't seen the movie since it first came out, I advise you not see it again. Oh, and the Prince songs are just awful.
How dare you, sir?
They're not great.
Prince, isn't it? Come on, man.
But they're not great.
Jesus Christ. Not reading that out. That's a fucking
and
essay.
The whole soundtrack didn't have to be Prince.
Wasn't Kiss from a Rose from this film?
No,
that's Batman
Returns.
Forever.
Yeah.
How is it?
That's Forever.
Is it?
One of them.
Yeah.
Good. That's what those cunts thought. We thought you should watch it, but you probably already have. So, you
better have had.
You got some recommendations?
I have, yeah.
Yep.
Got two, actually.
Oh, woo! Sorry.
We're not doing that. We've got one, innit?
Do we?
Yeah, because the next episode after this one will be Jimmy. Ready?
Two.
There's a film. Don't know where it's available. I found it.
Right.
It's called The Last Voyage of the Demeter.
Oh, yes.
It's about...
I've been really wanting to watch this.
It's really fucking good.
Awesome.
If you know the story, it's the boat that Dracula sailed to Whitby on.
Yeah.
And it's the film about what happens on the boat between leaving wherever he left from and arriving in Whitby. And it's really fucking good. It's got, what's his name in it from Game of Thrones? The Potato Lord. What's his name?
Potato Lord.
Yeah, they call him the Potato Lord or whatever. Count.
Count Potter.
Count Potato, something.
Count Jacket.
Him anyway. He's in it.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, and...
apparently it's really visceral. Like, really, like...
It's gory. It's pretty gory, yeah. Who's the guy? The main guy?
Dracula.
No. Dracula's a beastie.
Nosferatu.
Yeah, he's based on Nosferatu in this film.
Sick.
And do you have a recommendation?
They cloned Tyrone, which is on Netflix. It's fucking brilliant.
Okay.
It's weird as fuck. It's just great.
Okay, I'm in.
It's got...
Didn't think this through, did you?
It's a theme here. guy from Attack the Block.
John Boyega?
John Boyega, yeah. John Boyega's in it.
I'm going to go with Twisted Metal.
Oh, I want to watch that.
The one with Batista?
No. Anthony Mackie. Falcon.
What am I thinking of?
No idea.
Yeah, this is new.
Yeah.
On what's it on?
I thought Batista was the clown.
No.
Who plays the clown?
It's not credited, but it's actually Will Arnett as the voice. Sweet Tooth the Clown. Brilliant, by the way. A fucking amazing character. I just recommend getting it watched. It's like post-apocalyptic. You've got Anthony Mackie, who's a milkman, so basically does runs between these two cities.
It's Samoa Joe. It's Samoa Joe is playing Sweet Tooth.
Well, he's got a mask on the whole time.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe?
The wrestler from WWE, Ring of Honor, and now AEW.
No idea.
Oh, he's a big deal in wrestling. Yeah, I thought it was someone like, Batista or Samoa Joe.
Good actor, though.
Yeah, Samoa Joe's brilliant. With Will Arnett doing the voice.
Fucking
yeah.
Brilliant. I hope there's a second season and stuff like that. I really fucking enjoyed it. Really enjoyed
it. It's got Anthony Mackie in it, so I imagine they're planning on a second season.
I would have thought so, but he's completely different character from anything he's done previously. Just really good. Get it in your brains.
Get it in your eyeballs.
Right, I got a podcast, but hear me out here because it takes a bit to find it.
Is it Barbie?
No. It's the Piketon Massacre. It's about where 8 members of the Roden family got killed in one night over like 4 different houses. And it's basically the case into that and even the trial of the people accused of it.
Interesting. What's it
but the Piketon Massacre. But trouble is, to find it, you've got to go to the Idaho Massacre because they've tagged that onto the end of the Piketon Massacre and changed the name of it.
What's the actual podcast called?
The Idaho Massacre, which is only on like its 4th episode, but all the ones before that.
Oh, I've listened to it.
Have you listened to the Piketon one before it? That's the one. It's 4 seasons, if you can find it.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, that's worth a watch. I just binged the entire lot of it. Listen. And actually, I've got a second recommendation, because I'll put it in there. Renfield.
Oh, yeah, it's good, yeah.
That film is better than you're expecting it to be.
Nice.
It is. Colourful.
Sick. Yeah. Right, so...
You ain't got one?
We have, I know. So I'm moving us on.
No, I wasn't telling you, I was asking you.
Oh. No, I've recommended a bunch of Batman comics. Year One, The Killing Joke, Dark Knight Returns. Like, if you've not read those... fucking read those. Yeah. They're amazing. If you're into Batman in any way, you should do that. And Gotham by Gaslight.
I mean, if you're into Batman, you
probably if you
that is 100% a kink somewhere.
If you just what?
Batman. I bet there's plenty of Batman porn.
Yeah. There is. There is. Next week, are we going to announce who it's going to be?
Yeah, we can say.
Oh, okay. So
he's not famous.
I only know him as Jamie. Is he Jamie from something?
Last Exit to Nowhere, yeah.
Oh, so he's Jamie from Last Exit to Nowhere. You should do this bit.
Yeah, we'll give him a bit of time to explain, obviously, when he's on anyway. But as people listen to this podcast know, I'm obsessed with Last Exit to Nowhere. I'm not obsessed with Jamie. He's a lovely guy. There's a limit to it, you know. I don't love him.
Are you getting anything out
of
this?
I might grow to love him.
Are you getting any backhanders out of this?
Let's get front
hopefully
handers.
A backhand.
He he seems like a lovely chap.
Yeah, no, we're not getting nothing out of this. No, this is seriously just because I love the company so much. It's not just because of that. Jamie knows his shit. He's a film fan. He loves the podcast. So yeah.
So he's gonna be taking my place for the next episode, and the film we're gonna be that you're gonna be. I might watch it as well.
But
the
film
you're gonna be watching is
spoiler.
Upgrade.
There we go.
Just double checking. It is that one, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I can't wait to watch it again.
No, I've not seen it yet. It's one that's been on my list, actually.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
Lee Whannell,
you guys are
right?
All excited.
Huh? It's Lee Whannell.
Okay.
Now, I said that really authoritatively, like, Lee Whannell, dude. And then while I was saying it, I was thinking, I can't remember.
I do that at work all the time. I'm like, yeah, this thing.
I'm going to tell you, because he's done loads of good films, but you probably ain't seen any of them.
For a movie geek, I've seen very few films, I've realised.
Okay.
Have you seen Lost Boys all the way through yet?
Yeah, we did it when you put your projector on.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't just turn it away at points.
I actually did.
Right.
On purpose, but it was there, so I have now finally seen it beginning to end.
Lads.
Took me 43 years, but I managed to do it.
Oh, Saw. Fucking hell.
Oh, I get you. Yeah.
Oh, he's just in Saw, sorry. Oh, Invisible Man he made.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Insidious. Oh, he's just in that. Oh, he specs in the Insidious
films. Yeah.
Didn't know that. There you go.
Good.
Yeah, because the big guy's the other guy that writes it.
Yeah.
I have just gone to thebeano.com and found the ultra hard Batman quiz.
Beano's back, isn't it?
It's never left.
Isn't it? I saw an advert for it the other day.
No, yeah, I mean it's
he's never got away.
Well, I bet it's different.
So okay.
Some of those characters you can't have now.
So
fat slags.
that's Viz.
No.
Johnny Big Bollocks.
Okay.
Bust the Gonads actually.
Oh, Bust the Gonads, yeah.
Which bird was the penguin's car
Easy.
Shaped like
Vicky
in Batman
Vale.
Returns?
Vicky Vale, wasn't it?
Is it A,
rubber
a pigeon? Is it B, a coot? Is it C, a peacock? Or is it D, a duck?
It's a duck.
I don't remember a bird.
Okay. Give that one to Dan because he remembered it first.
Oh, it's not actually letting me know if it's the right answer or not.
That is the right answer.
A rubber
excellent
ducky.
Stuff.
I don't think we can just say that. Otherwise, I'm going to say I'm right.
Well, I'll find out at the end. Let me skip a couple of these. Hang on. Good. Right. Next question. Which Batman villain got their very own movie first? The Joker, the Penguin, Catwoman, or Harley Quinn?
Catwoman.
Okay.
Yeah, Catwoman.
Cheers answered first twice then. What's the Penguin's real name? Pengy McPengerton.
I hope so.
This is shit. Bruce Wayne, Alfred Pennyworth, or Oswald Cobblepot?
Yes, Oswald Cobblepot. Everyone knows that.
Right, that was
watch
that.
Batman Returns.
Exactly.
I actually watched Gotham, the TV series, for a while. And he...
I watched the first season. That didn't get any further.
Which Star Wars character was also the voice of Batman in a few of the cartoon series?
Which character?
Yeah, which Star Wars character was also the voice of Batman in a few of the cartoon series? Ray, Luke Skywalker.
Oh, yeah, it Luke Skywalker, wasn't it?
Yeah, Luke, because he plays Joker.
Chewbacca, Mace Windu. Okay, Luke Skywalker, that was Paul. Mr. Freeze was originally...
I think I just agreed with someone.
What was Mr. Freeze originally called in the comics? Mr. Cold, Mr. John. Chili, Mr. Frozy, or Mr. Zero?
Mr. Zero?
Chili.
Okay, well...
I feel like that's a DC.
In the comics, Robin is particularly good at speaking languages, baking cakes, running really fast, or dressing smartly.
I'm guessing it's the cakes. Judging by his outfit.
And in The Dark Knight, Batman's voice is really squeaky, gravelly, lilting, or slurpy.
Wait, what's that second to last one? Lilting?
Lilting.
Oh, right.
It's a little ting.
What's his voice? A little ting.
He's got like a little ting voice, isn't it?
I'm Batman.
He's like, I'm Batman fan.
Right, okay, so... The answers that you gave. The answers that you gave. The bird in Penguin's car was shaped like a duck, and I believe you said that first.
No, Dan said it first.
Okay, cool. We'll just keep score, and then at the end we can see who gets a point. The first Batman villain to get their own movie was Catwoman.
That was cheap.
Okay. Oswald Cobblepot is the name of the penguin.
That was all of us. We all shared at the same time.
Luke Skywalker was the voice of a Batman character.
The Joker.
Mr. Freeze's name was originally Mr. Zero.
Fuck, that was a guess.
Robin is not good at baking cakes. He's good at speaking languages.
I don't believe it.
And in the Dark Knight, Batman's voice is gravelly.
I'm also willing to bet he's good at disco dancing.
debate. Who was that? Cheer who got the most points in that one?
Yeah, give it to him.
Cool. Give Cheer a shiny point.
It's on the floor.
Of course.
It's under the table.
Yeah, you're going to have to bend over and pick it up.
I saw it there earlier and just didn't pick it up.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. The little table. Get there nice and deep.
I slit my fucking shorts, you know.
Oh, you'll know about it if you slit your shorts, buddy.
Stop looking at your ass.
I mean, if you are going to wear those little 70s running shorts.
You asked me. You specifically sent me a link.
Hey, you've got your own.
I own two pairs of those shorts that I wear around the house, and I will bring them to the next podcast.
And nothing else.
So Mike's just never going to be on this podcast again.
Just my gut just hanging out over the top like, all right, lads. I'm in shape, but I'm not in shape, if you get what I mean. Fucking hell.
Maybe we should start doing themes. Speedos week.
Not Shark Week. It's Speedos Week at the podcast. We missed that, unfortunately, because we record fortnightly. Okay, so until next time, the real horror is Dan in some 70s running shorts.
Says you.
Until next time, he's been Paul.
He's been Dan.
He's been Batman.
And he's been Mike.
Bye!
There is method to my madness.
That's very special. Everybody speak.
Hello.
Ah!
Testing.
Testicles.
Balls.
Bum.
Ah! Ooh!
Testicles.
That was art.